Did you know there was once a Christian priest who refused to believe in the Trinity? So he was arrested, nearly executed, and then escaped to become Muslim? You see, in 1517, a Christian monk from Germany by the name of Martin Luther posted a letter titled 95 Theses on the door of the All Saints Church in Wittenberg. It was an open letter to the Roman Catholic Church and a list of 95 statements critiquing various practices the church had been involved in. The most famous of these was the selling of documents called indulgences. The church claimed that someone could reduce the time they or one of their relatives spent in hell by purchasing these indulgences, effectively making the keys of heaven and hell available on the marketplace. The more money you paid, the more sins you could erase, and the more likely you'd avoid time in hell altogether. His letter was initially written in Latin, but it was soon translated into German and other local languages and distributed in mass with the use of the recently common printing press. The letter quickly caused widespread debate among the people, which in turn got the attention of the Pope himself. And at the time, the Roman Catholic Church held great power in Europe, and posting such a critique against the church was extremely dangerous. The Pope responded to Martin Luther by condemning many of his critiques and demanded that he recant his ideas. Martin Luther refused and then was excommunicated from the church, eventually being declared an outlaw, making it a crime to help or protect him. However, Martin Luther had some powerful friends in Germany. They arranged for him to go into hiding, and during this time, he managed to finish translating the Bible into German. Up until this point, the Bible had been kept in Latin and could only be read by those who had studied under the control of the Catholic Church. And for the first time, the Bible was now available for anyone to read, and the church was no longer in control of its interpretations. Soon enough, Protestant Christianity was born. The Protestant Reformation promoted the idea of questioning established religious dogmas and encouraging people to study and interpret the Bible for themselves. And from this began a movement which rejected the doctrine of the Trinity. They were called anti-Trinitarians, and many of them believed in the oneness of God as opposed to the concept of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It was a belief quite similar to the Tawheed of Islam. Eventually, all of this led to the German Peasants' War in 1524. German peasants, having been influenced by Martin Luther's teachings that emphasized the individual's direct relationship with God and the idea of religious equality, began demanding more rights and more freedoms from their feudal lords. They organized themselves into military units and formulated a list of demands known as the 12 Articles, which called for the abolition of serfdom, fair treatment by the nobility, and the right to elect their own clergy, among other things. But within 2 years, the revolt had been crushed, and over 100,000 peasants were killed, and many more were punished. In response to the war, the nobility increased their repression in order to further consolidate their power. The revolt had been a failure, but it highlighted a growing social and religious discontent in Europe. The people of Europe would not let this go. And it was in this context in 1530 that Adam Neusser was born. He grew up studying the Bible and Christian theology, and by the 1560s, he began serving as a pastor in one of the largest churches in Heidelberg, Germany. He was a Protestant and an anti-Trinitarian and had many doubts about what the Catholic Church was teaching, especially in regards to the Trinity. Together with another pastor, Johann Sylvan, they became part of a secret anti-Trinitarian cell and began to write anonymous letters to the church, vigorously attacking their doctrine of the Trinity and calling for only God alone to be recognized as divine. At the same time, they recognized that Islam held a very similar belief. And so they began writing letters to the Ottoman Sultan, assuring him that if he ever managed to conquer as far as Germany, he would receive the local people's support. In 1570, Adam and Johann decided to migrate to Transylvania, which was a vassal state of the Ottoman Empire at the time, seeking protection from the Muslims against the church. But at some point in their journey, they were stopped, and a letter they had written to the Prince of Transylvania criticizing the Catholic Church had been discovered. They were accused of heresy and imprisoned for denying that Jesus was God. Johann was then tortured in prison and then beheaded in a public marketplace, but Adam, on the other hand, managed to escape. He quickly fled from the German authorities and made his way across the continent, eventually landing in Istanbul. The Sultan greeted him with open arms and even offered him a job in the Ottoman government, and Adam took that job, converted to Islam, and lived the rest of his life within the Ottoman Empire. And in 1576, only a few years later, Adam died at the age of 46. It's amazing how when they removed the authority of the church and their interpretations of the Bible, many people were able to see that the Bible calls for God alone to be worshipped. And one of the people who recognized this was Sir Isaac Newton himself. His diaries were full of writings that Tawheed was the only truth and that God alone should be worshipped. Like and follow for more Muslim facts.